Blog Talk Radio.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me. Lord, deliver me. 'Cause all I see to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Hurt me.
I know we should be finishing, but take it from me two more times.
Yeah! morning, good morning.
You know, I've been on mute for that long, man. I've been on mute a long time. I've just been talking up a storm. Yeah, let me pray again, man, because I've been on mute a long time. Watch this here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come humble to you, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for how you came in and you blessed, Lord. We ask you as we come before you, Lord, let the Holy Spirit guide us in this word today, Lord. Let your Spirit move across this ministry of God's plan today. Lord, we just ask you to move in a mighty way, Lord. We are in the midst of peace and love right now, Lord. So we come humble to you, Lord. Asking you, Lord, to have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. And I'm asking you by the sound of my voice right now, Lord, let your heart touch your people's heart, Lord. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord, that you already spoke already, Lord. I ask you, Father God, to concentrate our mind, Lord. Then we go through your word with grace. Then we go through your word with peace. And we go through it in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. Amen. Now, I want to, since I was on mute doing all that talking, I want to go to Second Corinthians, chapter 12, beginning at verse number 1. Second Corinthians, chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. And I ask God to bless us today with his word. You know, he was on the mute. He had the mute button on. And now I'm live and clear. Now, can I get somebody to tell me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, because I was on mute while ago. Just talking up a storm. Man.
Okay.
I was talking up a storm, man. You know, I guess that was for me. Hey, but I was just talking over a storm, boy. I had stuff going on, man. I was just, me and Seth was going in it. So I was talking too, boy. And praise too. Praise and everything, man. You know, thank God for the Holy Spirit, man. Then, you know, charged into my what? My head, but not my heart. Yeah. Cause I was talking, boy. I was going. I was trying to bring. I was trying to get us in there. I tell you what, we here though. We here. We gonna go in second Corinthians, chapter 12.
Chapter 20. I'm gonna go on me.
Okay. Second Corinthians, chapter 12. And put this in your margin too. Romans 28, but I don't know. I read a little bit more in Romans, but I want to say some things. I said earlier, Brother Darren, that who told you it was going to be easy? You know, many times we ask God to remove some things, but God has some, he got an answer for us too, though. Somebody said this year, God won't say no. But I'm going to show you somewhere God said he put it on the shelf. And when you put it on the shelf, sometimes you need to understand God will allow things to happen in your life to make you better, man, to get you in line up with him, get you in line up with his precept. Now, I know I'm right about it because I tried him. And I tried and I know he's worth it, though. Can I say that again? You know, because I really believe in his spirit that's already here. Yeah, so put this in your margin. Romans 8. I'm going to bag up a little bit. We're going to put Romans 8, 19 to 28. And the first scripture we'll be reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning in verse 1, as we move carefully in the word. It is not expedient for me to doubtless to glory. I will come to a vision and revelation of the Lord. I knew a man that would help me, Holy Spirit. Watch for now. In Christ, above 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knows such is one caught up into the third heaven. Help me, Holy Spirit. Every time I go back and read this, brother there, and sisters and brother, I looked at how God had Paul and took him out of his body. And he knew he wasn't in his body because the things God showed him. But let me tell you something. When he took him out and took him to the heaven and seen where God was at. But God was going to speak to him. See, some things God had to take you out of when he's going to move you to another level. Help me, Holy Spirit. I really believe this, my brothers and sisters. I really, truly believe if God is in the midst of you, of doing something for him, he's going to show you some things in a spiritual world. And he's going to show you some things that you can't stand it in the natural. So he takes you out the body, brother, sisters and brothers. He takes you out the body to show him to you, the fullness of him. I know right about it. Paul got a chance to see it. That's what we're talking about. He got a chance to see God in a vision. And then God gave him a revelation. And in this revelation, he saw him in the third heaven. That heaven is what he saw, is the where you know we all seek to go. It's to be in his all. And God has showed him to show him this, took him out. So he's thinking, he's talking in the third, in the first person right there. That's why he was like, have you ever been talking to yourself? And you talking to yourself, and don't mess around and start asking the question to yourself. But I started thinking about the counseling of the Lord when I read this a long time ago, that he took me out of my body several times as well. If anybody been walking with God, he's going to remove you some things, and he's going to place you somewhere so he can give you some spiritual things. Watch, look how this tied up. He said, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Now watch, he said, in Christ, whether it be the body, for I cannot tell, or whether it's out the body, I cannot tell. God knows such as one is called up to the third heaven, and I knew of such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I can't tell. God knows, as he repeated, how that he was called up into paradise, and how he heard the unspeakable words, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, which is not lawful for man to utter. Look what he said, of such as one will I glory, yet myself will I glory in my infirmities. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now he's putting them away. He's showing him some things that some of us wish we have got a closer relationship with the Lord, that showed us some spiritual things that you can't even explain what you're seeing right there. You know, there's some things, don't let anybody tell you this here, but let me tell you this here. There's some things God just wants you to just keep to yourself between you and him. Help me, Holy Spirit. There's a right about it. Because I done been in some places that once you done said something, you done messed the whole room up because the people ain't spiritual enough to understand what you're saying. Now, Paul is trying to get the people to understand, I don't know if I was in the body or out the body, but I do know God knows. He knew God was speaking to him. So when God is touching you and blessing you, you're going to know, because you know what? There's going to be a thing coming to you. Nobody can explain it but God. That's what God's going to show him, because he had been struggling. He has been going up and down trying to convince man now that Jesus did die and rose. Now he didn't reverse the course. That what he used to say, that he used to take the children of God to the high priest, and the high priest come and make this accusation and say that they should be killed. Then now he done changed around and said Jesus is the Lord of his life. Now he's trying to convince man, that to let man know that God is. So God had to reaffirm his calling and made a personal appearance to him so he could see God. So he can feel the Holy Spirit. Watch this here. For though I would desire to glory, I should not be a fool. For I will say to the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which, what he said, see me to be, or to hear of me. At least I should be exalted and measured through the abundance of the revelation that was given to me in a thorn. Help me, Holy Spirit, in the flesh. Let we go now. In the messenger of Satan to buff me, lest I should be exalted above measure. God had allowed the Spirit to come over here. Remember, I never said what this thorn was. Let me tie this up again, make sure I get it right. So for though I would desire to glory, I should not be a fool. For I will say to the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which is see me to be, or that he have heard of me. At least I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelation. There was given to me a thorn in thy flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buff me, lest I should be exalted above measure. But this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that I might be departed from me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect. What did he say? In weakness. Must be glad, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. When I read this a long time ago, and I started thinking about how he had got pulled out the natural body, And God showed him something in the spiritual realm. Man should start looking at Paul in a different way. Start looking at him as the things he was doing and the things he was saying for God. They will start looking at him on another level. But here goes Satan. He came in and allowed a thorn to get in his side. You know how something getting inside of your heart causes you to look at God a little different now? Now look at this here. Now this is my little mind. It's not nobody else. Ain't nobody told me this. This is my little mind. Paul was a man. Before Paul, he was Saul. Remember I told you earlier, he took the Christians to the Roman official, and the Roman official executed judgment. And they executed judgment to kill the saints of God. And when they killed them, he went to house, dragging people out to be killed. And to my heart, I believe this thing was so much on Paul that he just changed, not the devil bringing his past back to him. And don't you remember where you was at? Do you remember what you did, what you did? Now, this is me now. This ain't nobody else now. And I'm telling you, it was there so much that he looked at that how much he was so wrong. You know, how you can be wrong in doing something for the Lord. Have you ever been there? You know, people start off the race, they jump out real fast. You know, they're a novice in the thing, and they make a lot of mistakes because of things they've been taught or been, what they call, revealed to them. But Paul was a man after God's heart, after he walked into the light for 3 days. Now Satan is trying to bluff him, trying to show him himself to him, the things he had put in him. So you ain't, I could just imagine, you ain't nothing. You ain't nothing because you didn't do this here. But God is using Paul today. Paul had wrote over 2/3 of the Bible. Man had 17 different languages. Man said he was Pharisee of Pharisee. And he said, don't exalt me. Don't lift me up because I'm nothing. I'm just one of the brethren. I'm one of the brethren. And he asked God to remove this thing because it kept bothering him. He asked him to remove it 3 times. And God said, no. Brother Dan, he said no. Have you ever asked God to remove something for you?
Oh, yes.
The Bible, it didn't say no, Eric. You read what I'm reading right now. Verse number 9. He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Now, he asked him to remove something in verse 8. And he came and told you, I'm going to strengthen you while you're going through. Now, I'm not going to remove it. But he said something in the word. He said, when you are weak, you'll be made perfect because of my strength in you. But that's the answer a lot of us don't want. A lot of us want God to remove what's bothering us. Move what's hindering us to live with him. Move was in, it was on us. This is what I love about God. Now, this is what I love about him. Watch this here. He is there when you think he ain't there. Have you been there? He's there when you think he haven't been there. He's right by your side and holding you. You remember that little poem, the footprints in the sand? Man said one day he was walking by the seashore. He saw 2 sets of footprints. Everything was going good in his life. Felt pretty good about some things. And everything was going good. He saw them too. Then one day the little trial came. Tribulation came. Things to cause him to look at things a little different. And he saw number 1 set of footprints. And he looked back and then he asked God, where was he now? And God told him, boy, I've been carrying you along the way. Have God carried you through some things? Don't help me, Holy Spirit. Have God lifted you out some things, and you know it was the Lord? Because I really believe in one of the scriptures that I love James. I love him so much. He said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. Know this, that your trial of your faith worketh patience, but let your patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and tired of wanting nothing. Yes, sir. I'm in the book, y'all. And James 1:2-3 and 4. I love that scripture because you can refer back to it, that wherever you're going right now, my brothers and sisters, whatever burden you got on you right now, don't you know God already know? Remember what we read earlier over here, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, when he had this out-of-body experience. Because he said he don't know he was in the body, out of body, but he said God knows. God knows everybody on this line right now. He knows what all you're thinking about right now. God already predestined our life already for what things he has for us. That's why. Let me read this here. Therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmities and reproach in the necessities. Look at that. In persecution, distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. That's verse 10, 12, and 10 over in 2 Corinthians. He said, I take pleasure. Can you read that strong? Whoever told you it's going to be easy lied to you. It's not going to, whoever told you, said, who told you it's going to be, it's going to be some struggle sometime. It's going to be some struggle sometime. The flesh is going to get in the way. But I'm telling you right now, as closer you get to God, the more of them struggles get light to, because you can feel them carrying you through it. That's why he said it. He said, I take no pleasure in infirmities, in reproach, in necessity, in persecution, in distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I am become a fool in the glory. You have compelled me, for I ought to have been, look at that, condemned of you, but in nothing I am behind in the very chiefest apostle, though I be nothing. Oh, that man, he's going to break it down now. See, people start lifting you up. Help me, Holy Spirit. Paul want to know, I'm humble. I'm coming to you humble right now. He said, I'm coming to you, and I know it's speedily that I humble myself. See, humility has to show in, because you're going to have to persevere when you're in this battle. Now, you don't have to be so-called, we call the days a pastor, preacher, minister, somebody love discussing word. You know what you need to be? Because we are all ambassadors of Christ. Allow me to read that again. I'm going to back up if I do that again. He said, take I no pleasure in infirmities, in reproach, in necessity, in persecution, in distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I became a fool in glory. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You have compelled me, for I ought to have been condemned of you. Look what he said. For in nothing I am behind the very chief apostle, though I be nothing, truly the signs of apostles were wrought among you, and all the patience and signs of wonder that it might be these. I love this part. He's coming all the way down. Now, trust me, he still don't know where he at, though. But he was telling the story when God gave him, when God revealed this revelation to him in 2 Corinthians in chapter 12 where we're in. He tells us, and he's revealing to him, my brothers and sisters, that wherever he at right now, he's not going to glorify, but he know he's going to have some problems serving the Lord. Because everybody didn't believe Paul. They remember him as Saul. Remember that time in the scripture that as he was preaching, he was preaching so hard about Jesus Christ, they had to lower him in the back through a wall because they were seeking to kill him if he came out the gate. And then he got around the apostles and started explaining God's word. And then the apostles didn't really, was kind of skeptical because he was the same God, same man, went around trying to take people to the Roman fishes to be killed. And look what he did. Barnabas was stood for him. Barnabas said, I was there when he was preaching. I was there when he was teaching God's word. And people were sought to kill him. That's why he talked about persecution. That's why he was talking about for distress for Christ. Man, in this journey, we might not never get what life with the apostles got. They was being condemned, and they've been killed like they was getting. But look at us, we've been killed for our what? our character. Men today are killing each other, running each other down in the ministry, and people are dying and going to hell because we find out who need to be this or who need to say that. The kingdom of God is at hand. We need to tell the people, and watch this here, tell them to trust in God. Put your faith in God. Put your faith in your Lord and Savior. And when you do this, don't worry about the sign. You know what the sign was? It was over 2,000 years ago when he went to Calvary. And we're supposed to stress it. The man should be what? Come to Jesus just like they are. Don't worry about it. Don't try to fix yourself. How many of you been trying to fix yourself? Paul says it right here. He was among a lot of them. He did a lot of good things. He persevered in some things. Don't you know you got the perseverance in serving God? You cannot serve God and don't go through no trials. I'm going to say this again. Who told you it was going to be? There's going to be some tough days sometimes. There's going to be some days you want to throw your hands up. Matter of fact, if you don't watch it, there's some things might get into somebody you really love the most and cause you to look at them. It got to be a spirit in you doing what you're doing. But let me tell you something. You keep the focus on God. You stay with God. Because I'm telling you, some of us God want to use. Some of us God want to use us as an example to show that you can make it through trials, that you can make it through tribulation. Because I just read it again. And I'll be careful to read it again. James told us these things going to come about. Brothers and sisters and brothers, they're going to come about. And he said, I'm going to do this one more time. James 1, 2, 3, and 4. Look how I read again. My brother, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. Divers mean difference. You know, you fall into, somebody might have a temptation of a lying. Somebody might have a temptation of stealing, whoremonger. These things that cause you to want to do various different trials that come up in your life. And it might have been your job. It might be even in your own church or who you're ministering to. It might come up, somebody come up into you. But he said, count it all joy. He said, because when you fall into divers temptation, notice that your trial of your faith work in patience. He said, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire with wanting for nothing, and just for the sake of it. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask God that give. Look what it says, give it to you all, man, in liberty and unbridled not, and this shall be given to him. But let him ask in faith and not wavering. For he that waveth like a wave of a sea driven by the wind tossed, let not a man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. Look what he said. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So when you ask for God to help you, you asking God to come in your life to help you, to get you to go a little farther, don't you know you're going to go through some things? If anybody told you you're not going to go anything, I might as well tell you whoever told you you better get away from that, because you're going to go through some things. And you're going to go through more because of what you know. You're going to go more because of what you believe in. You're going to go through more because of who you love. Paul loved Jesus. He loved him. And he was being picked out. Have you ever been picked out? Somebody ever picked you out? They said, look what happened. And they came to you and they sought to kill your character, discredit you. Don't you know they did it to him first? You remember? You remember over years ago when he first started out, how he turned the water to wine, how he healed that young man before he even got home to see his son. Because he went to Jesus and asked him, and he was here. And he remembered the hour he was said, go home. The hour he told him to go home, the man was healed at that time. Jesus had power then, but he had to walk in this man's body. Because you and I, the simple life that we live in, he had to walk in here, and so did he know that he was tempted on every hand because he was under the law at that time. And when he came, My Bible reads real plain. He said, we are living under grace and mercy right now. Help me, Holy Spirit. And grace and mercy is what's going to keep you. You know what I'm talking about? That faith you should have is not into the law, but it should be in the grace of God. Because a man live by the law, he will be judged by the law. Now watch this here, if I go a little faster. Verse 13. I'm in 2 Corinthians 12 and 13. For what is it wherein you were infirmed to the other churches, except it be that I myself was not burdensome to you? Forgive me this wrong. Behold, the third time, look what he said, I am ready to come to you. I will not be so burdensome to you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. For I have seek not yours, but you. For the children are not to lay up with their parents, but the parent for the children. And I was very glad to spend, look what he said, and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, at least I be loved. But I got to ask the question. It is so that I did not bury you. Nevertheless, be crafty. I caught you with your girl. I like this here. And I did. Look, did I make a gain of you by the any of them who have sent you? I desire Titus. And with him, I sent my brother Titus to make gain of you. Walk ye not in the same spirit. Walk we not in the same step. Again, thank ye that we are excused ourselves unto you. We speak before God in Christ, but we do all things, dearly beloved, for the, what is it? Your edifying. I had to read it like that because it ties all of them together, my brother. Because when he came, he said, I came to you for the third time. He did them the Church of Corinthians. He didn't came to them once in the flesh, right? Then he sent letters. Now I'm coming to you this third time. He said, I'm not going to be so burdensome with you. I'm going to come straight to you this time. He said, because I heard you can turn. And you start doing things different. Now I want you to know that you can't fool me with a gal me, because I can see and hear the things you're doing right now. God wants us to stop being so fake. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Brother Randy, you know how many people can tell you they love you? They can tell you all day, every day, I love you, brother. I love you. I love you, brother. I love you. And then no action behind them. When you love God, you don't start to walk this way. That's why he said, because Titus, I sent Titus to you. Oh, yeah, I'm in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18. He said, I deserve Titus. And he said, with him I sent a brother. Did Titus make a gain of you? And walk ye not in the same spirit? Walk ye not in that same step? Again, thanking you. Look what he said, that we are excused ourselves unto you. We speak before God in Christ, but we do all things dearly beloved. For what? You to edify. And he's trying to lay it to them so they can understand, my brothers. Hey, brother, he's trying to let them know that we made an example for you. I done told you in the word. I keep telling you, because Church Corinthians was a hard church. They kept going back and forth. Let me read this and make sure you make understand what I'm talking about. For I fear. When the last thing you fear? At least when I come, I should not find you such as I would, that I should be found out unto such as you would not. At least be debater. That's what he said, debater. Envy, wrath, strife, backbite, whisper, swelling. At least when I come again, my God will make humble me amongst you, that I should be well of many which they are sinners already and have not repent. And it goes there, brothers, unto the uncleanness and fornication and lasciviousness in which you have committed. Well, he got wrong with them. He was telling about when I come, he want God. That's what I love about this book. He want God to humble him when he goes to them so he can minister to them and withstand some of the stuff he heard about them doing while he was gone. absent from now. He's there. He wants them to repent because he wants them to stop doing the things some of us might be doing, backbiting, envy, wrath, strife, and whispers. You know what I'm talking about? He's tired of folks thinking that is right. You'd have been taught right. You've been told that it's right. Have you ever did something, Brother Randy, and God told you to go back and apologize? Have you ever told you to go back and
apologize?
That's a form of repentance. Then when you apologize, then you go, Lord, I'm sorry for what I've done, what I've said and undid. He wants us to be careful, especially as a church. I read the other day. I guess I need to read it again. I read the other day that what he thought about the church, Brother Rand. I read it in his own First Peter, right? I read it how he said, for the time has come, the judgment must begin at the house of God, for it is first begin at us. What shall the end of be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Look what he said, if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? He said, for wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit in keeping their soul to him in well doing, as it is the faith of Creator. Brethren, I was telling them earlier about how, who told you it was going to be easy? You got a little suffering coming to you.
Oh, yeah.
You got a little trial coming your later, Brother Randy. But in this journey, in this cross bearing, Brother Randy, you're gonna go through some battles. You know, I know everybody here ready for prison. I know everybody just baby. I know everybody for. But I wanna tell you, I believe the ministry is just about. I believe you look the same, look different. If you don't know the law, if you've been walking the law, if you don't know the law, personally, he's trying to get a personal relationship with the law. He's to walk with the Lord, not just with lips to you, my brother. I told him there's some things that you want to put in your margin, Brother Randy. I told him about read the entire second Corinthians. Chapter 12, 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Then I went over to James. I took him to James 1, 2, and 9. I read it all the way to 9. Then I went back to 1 Peter. Look what it says, 4, 17 through 19. Now I want to let you know, if we go a little farther, I want you to go over Romans. And I want to begin in Romans chapter 8. Verse 19. I said 28, but I want to back up and get the mute because I want you to know that carrying this cross, this suffering we're going through every day. Because if you carry that cross, it's going to suffer. Paul asked him, brother, over there in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. He asked God to remove something from him, man. He said it was so much that the adversary buffed him with it. You know, the devil did. But God said, he said, my grace is sufficient and made perfect in your weakness. He said, well, even when you're strong, when you're weak, you are strong, Doc. How many of you been so weak you've been going through and you're trying your best to help somebody or even yourself, and it feels like you just it's not getting through. It's really not getting through. But don't give up on God. Keep perseverance. Keep pushing. Because there's a lot of things we're not going to understand. There's one thing I need to read, make sure I got that out right, Brother Randy. When Paul was stressing this out of body or in the body of spirit, he said it just like this here. I can't tell. God knows. He said it again. I can't tell. God knows. And I'm going to tell you something. But he knew it was happening 14 years ago, but he knew in the spiritual sense, we know that he couldn't see it in the natural, because God showed him something in the revelation of what he wanted him to see, what he had for him. Somebody said, he don't say verbatim, they said God said no, but But when I read verse 9 or 12, to me, I believe that's a no answer. Because he asked God to move in the 8. He asked God to remove this from him. And God told him, said, my grace is sufficient for thee. And my strength is made perfect in weakness. And I'm telling you right now, several times that a man needs some strength, if a child of God needs some strength, it is today. You know, you can't cut on the news somebody's crying about one of their loved ones. It might not hit your home door yet. It might not came down your streets yet about tragedy, trials. But let me tell you something. Now it ain't got so much. That's why we're trying to teach so more that people need to repent. People need to get closer to the Lord. The people need to start walking with the Lord. But your brother, that's scripture now, the author of no love, you got to understand God loves us so much. He sent his son down here, Brother Rand. He sent his son down here. You know what he did? To walk in his leg. Because he had to walk on the cross. He was guilty under the law because he kept because he healed a man on the statue. They were mad about that. Don't you know what you're doing? Don't you know it's a Sabbath day? You know that man over there? Jesus only one of them passages. He said, if you had an ox, he got stuck in the hole, but you go get him out, so I will. That's a form. You know, dumber. While they're trying to trap him, when they're trying to trap the disciple, this is what I love about Jesus. He was so charismatic, you know, and he used practical layman application to him. They can understand. They understand that he didn't have to go to the theological school and tell them about something what the book posed to me. He revealed to them what something they already know. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now watch this over Romans, and I'm gonna be through Romans chapter 8, because we are at a point as walking with Christ that know that we need strength. How many sometimes you just feel weak? I'm talking about the best of us few weeks sometimes. But sometime down the line, we find out with the scriptures. I love the scripture. It says, for the earnest expectation of the Creator waits for the manifestation of the Son of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. For the Creator was made subject to vanity and not willing, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same hope, and who same in hope, because of the Creator itself also should be delivered from bondage, from corruption, into the glory of liberty of the children of God. I'm dealing with something right here because you're gonna be going through some things, my sister, brother. Let me read it because there's gonna be some manifestation coming in your life. The people gonna know who God has in the midst because they gonna know your problems. They're going to know your situation, and they're going to see that you're persevering through all this because of Jesus walked this thing before you, because you can put your hand in him that what you hold on here, these houses, these homes, the money, these things you hold your home, they're going to corrode. They're going to decay. But what I've learned, the world would never change. Heaven will pass. Earth will pass, but not this word. So hold on to his word. Stay with his word. If you got some problems and you start thinking about it, get in his word, read his word, and it'll minister to you as you go through these trials and tribulations. Because let me back up to 21, because the Creator itself also be delivered from bondage unto corruption into the glories of liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaned and travailed in pain together until now. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And not only they, but ourselves also, we have the first fruit of the Spirit, even ourselves grown within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to with the redemption of our body. Oh, I'm in the house. But you're going to suffer, Brother Randy. I don't know who told you it was easy, Brother Randy. I don't know who told you it was easy, sisters and brothers. There's going to be some things you're going to have to suffer through. You got to go to these trials. You got to pray. You got to pray because when you get out in his old body, you truly get in his presence. You really get in his presence. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your tribulation. Thank you for the spirit. Now I see now. I understand better how I was going through the things I was doing. Because I was, because I believe in you. The trials is not going to stop, brother, because you believe in that first fruit. Who was the first fruit of the spirit? It was Jesus. Until he came down. He was, when he, watch this here, when he died and rose, now he is sitting right next to his Father on the right hand, waiting on the day God tend him to come. And when he comes this time, it won't be like the first time. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. It won't be like you got now, that you got opportunity to make it, the decision right now. You need to make that decision, stay with it, even when it gets tough. Tough, and stay with him all the way. Now, watch this here. I'm a bag of between the, and not only that, only on the day, but ourself also, which we have the first fruit of spirit, even ourselves grown within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to with the redemption of our body, for we are saved by hope. Help me, Holy Spirit. And look what it says, but the hope that is seen is not hope. Hey, for what the man sees, why do he what? Get hope for. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. For if we hope for that what we see not, like we said, then we that with patience wait for it. I like that part. Things you looking at right now, you might not understand. But the things that have you struggling and hoping for, sometimes if you're like, is it going to be right? Have you ever asked God, are you going to really happen, Lord? Are you really going to come back, Lord? Are these things that I've been reading, is it going to come before? Yes, it's going to come forth. If it don't come in my lifetime, be prepared when you leave this earth that you be like the one. And Thessalonians said, then the dead in Christ will rise first. Oh, I'm over there in Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning of verse 10. I'm over there telling you about how he said, don't be ignorant of those who have went to rest. He said that they're ones without hope. That's what he said. He said, because we're going to be like this here. Watch how it's going to happen. The dead in Christ will rise first. Then they who are remaining, if we still here, will meet him in the earth in the twinkling of an eye. So all this hope we have, all this time we've been telling people to trust in the Lord all the way, you cannot look at God in a natural man right now to understand what I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about? Now, I'm going to tell you right now, Brother Randy, that you're going to have to trust God all the way. And nobody never told you that secret. I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
You trust him all the way. That scripture you put out, that scripture you put out, my brother, until people put the love of Christ in them, until people allow the love of Christ to come in, they will not understand what you just written there. You put something in the text box and go, early this morning, that man need to practice in his life. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And practice in your life that you need to exercise with the love. The God looked at us to love one another, Brother Randy. He looked at us to love one another. When the last time you loved somebody? When the last time you looked at love in a different way now? That's what you told me earlier, brother. Because I'm right about it. When the last time you look at it like that? Because Romans 13 is a good book. But with understanding that, you went through some trials to understand love. To understand the real love. That's why we can understand. I'm going to read these three more verses. Maybe you can put it in more perspective. Look what it says. Likewise, the Spirit also help our infirmity. Remember that then. But we know not what we should pray for as much. But the Spirit, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, itself make intercessory for us when we groan, which cannot be uttered. Our love is born. And he that searches the heart knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercessory for the saints according to the will of God. Hey, I like that part, Brother Man. That's why I tell anybody that you don't have to sound like certain people when they pray. What you got to do is have a sincere heart. God knows the heart. God deal with the spirit, man. He don't get what people come out of their mouth. A lot of people can say anything out of their mouth, but their heart's so far from what they're saying, Brother Randy. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you really look at it and you really understand God in a way that we're supposed to look at it, we don't tell nobody. He gave us a way to pray. He told the disciples, this is the form of a matter of how to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Somebody been around there, they know what I'm talking about. He gave them a form of prayer. But then our words can be just like he did with them two men going to the temple every day praying. And one man asked, I'm so foolish. He said, I'm not like the other. I give my tithe. I give my goods. I give my time to you. You know, he was so proudful. And the other man said he wasn't even worthy to look up to the heavens. But Lord, have mercy. And he hit his chest, Brother Randy. He was humble. And God asked, which one you thought he heard? He asked the man. He asked the man. Humility has to be in the believer. Humbleness has to be in the believer. So when you are helping someone and they're trying to, in their weakness, and you're trying to help them in their infirmities, some holding them down, some holding them down, having them look at the circumstances more than God. Hey, brother man, have somebody ever came to you, you told them, don't make your circumstances bigger than God? Because is anything too hard for God? I want that. Is anything too hard for God? The same God told Moses to stick that rock in the Red Sea, open it up, is the same God to make a highway for you. Open it up, but it seems like it's everything that comes against you. Keep your hope and faith in God. Yeah, we're not going to understand everything right now, Brother Rand. There's some stuff I don't even understand right now, but I do know one thing. I'm going to believe that death, there is a resurrection. I'm going to believe that he's coming back. And when he comes back, he's going to come back to our church. He did, but I understand. So watch this. We know it's Christmas time. We know sometimes it's part of the hardest time for some people, because last year they had certain people beside them open up a gift. We know that. But look what the next scripture said. And we know that all things work together. For who? For the good of them that love God. To them who are called according to his purpose. I know I'm right about it. This is what he wants us to know. You're going to go through some things. Trials going to happen. I want you to know, even while you're praying in your weakness, you might not be saying it right. That's what he said in verse 26 and 27. But he told us, but the Spirit itself make intercessory for us with groaning and cannot be uttered, because he make it intercessory for the saints according to the will of God. He's right there, my brothers. So I want to encourage you today in your prayer life. I want to encourage you with the love of God today, that let God minister to you today. If you have some pain, you have something to hold you down, you have something that will burn you down, some tough decisions you got to make today. But one decision you need to always have in your heart is keep that commitment with God. Don't let nothing take you for that. Don't let nothing move you for that. Because as I read, I keep reading to myself, I keep reading, I think about how he had it planned for us. You know, I want to stop, but I got to read this thing all the way out, brother. And I wasn't going to read, but then 28, if you're still there, my brother says, if I'm going to read this out, and God's will, if anyone can come in, I want to pray, I just want to wave their hand again. I just want to read this thing out, the verse 29. For whom he did foreknown, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestine, them he also called. Whom he called, look at it, them he also justified. In whom he justified them, he also glorified. What shall we then say to those things? If God be for us, O Heavenly Holy Spirit, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not within himself also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemns? Is Christ that died yet, rather than he is risen again? Who is even the right, let me say, even at the right hand of God, who also making intercessory for us? Who should separate us from the love of Christ? Should tribulation or distress or persecution or famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? It is written, for thou sake, we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things, we are more than conqueror through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, or Heavenly Holy Spirit, nor life, nor angels, nor principality, nor power, nor things present, no things to come, no height, I got somewhere now, no death, no anything created should be able to separate us from the love of God, which, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm telling you that if you keep reading that over and over, you get time. You get time. You just get back a little bit and listen to you. And when you want to get in your pity party. Get time to let that scripture minister to you, that he you was chosen. It was predestined for December the 9th of 2020 that you be here right today to hear God's word. Don't you know God is looking at this? He's taking account of this. He's taking it down. He know also taking down your evil doing. He's taking about the things you have took time out. To get in the word with him, to read the word. But I love when he said, who can be against us? Who can be against us? What thing can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? I'm telling you, as long as you take that in your heart and believe, yeah, it can seem like the deck is stacked, Brother Randy. But when God is for you, he is for you. So he did it a long time ago. Somebody's been around. If I can introduce you to John, if I can introduce you to John 3:16, if I can really just introduce you to you, it's some real stuff there. That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So whosoever believes in him should not perish. And I'm telling you something, brother. We leave it out a lot, but that next verse is powerful too. It's very powerful. If I could just read it, just because it's the next verse. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him may be saved. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's what I'm talking about. That he may be saved. Don't you want to be saved? All you got to do is believe. And your salvation, it turns to believing. It turns to faith. It turns to trust in him. You don't see everything. You might think you might not get everything. Or you might not receive everything. But I'll tell you one thing. Receive Christ in your life. Never let him go. Because that old scripture 38 and 48, you can put that in the book. Death, life, angel, principality, power, present things, the come, height, death, or other any creative thing. Can separate you from the love of God. Don't let it separate you. Don't let it put that much burden on you. You stop on loving God. So in prayer, we read a lot of scripture. In prayer, we ask you that you can put this in your margin. You can put this in your notes. Second Corinthians chapter 12. And then we read all the way down to, we read the whole thing, 21. Then we went to James. We looked at James. heard James, I mean, James chapter 1, we read all the way to 9, 2 to 9. Then we went back over to we went back over to Romans, and we read from 19 all the way to 39. We asked you to, and when you got time. And then we also read 1 Peter. We got 1 Peter 17, 18, and 19, 4. And when you get time, if you got time, go back over and read it, you know. It goes to, and it helps you when you're going through these trials. It helps you when you're going through these tribulations. Because is anything too hard for God? He said, with God, everything is possible. But with man, it's not. It's impossible for man. So give God everything. Give him everything. Don't fear. Don't let God go because you have a little pain, a little trial, a little tribulation, death. Don't leave God. Stay with God. Stay with the Father and the Son. And that's all I have today, my brothers and sisters. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. If anyone has a prayer, if anyone want to wave their hand, if anyone want to thank God, it's a good opportunity right now. And for the ones that probably didn't know earlier, like nobody on, right, Brother Randy? I was on mute talking about 15 minutes almost, man. Didn't know I was on mute, man. I was just talking away, man. And then someone texted me, brother, another text, right. Man. I can't hear you, man. I said, okay, let me get off of mute, man. And I said, I don't know how I got on mute, but it is what it is. And we got on in there, man. I thank you for that scripture, man. You want to run that scripture, brother, man, talking about that scripture, it ties into it. If you want to, 13.
Oh, yeah.
Number 13, you had brought this morning?
Yeah. Gone again. Went quiet
you gone?
Again. You gone? You went dead again.
What'd you say? God's grace, man. That's God's grace.
Yeah.
God's grace, man. We thank Him for His grace, man. We truly thank Him for His grace. We thank Him for His love. We thank Him for His ever present with us all the time. Now, I thank God for what He got in store for our life, man. Because, yeah, you're going to hear 1,000 times. We don't just wait one time a year and tell you about the birth. You know, we don't do that because, you know why? Because we do the birth every day. We do it every day. You know why I'm saying? We thank Him for Jesus coming down through 42 generations and came to minister to us so we can have access back to God. We thank Him for that. And we can't pay Him back. The only thing we can do is most of us understand to try to live for Him. And the closer you get to Him, the more you want to do His will. The more you want to do His will, the more you love more. The more you love more, the more He can come in your life. So love is a powerful thing. This statement is love. If nothing else be said, you know, we can pray and get out of here. May God bless you, brothers and sisters. May He keep you in this day. Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come so humble to you, Lord. We thank you for all the words that went up to you, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to be with your people today, Lord, as they start their day off. Father, they already had their day started because of us, Lord. We travel these highways and byways, whether it's spiritual or physical, Lord. Justice, Lord. Where we on these jobs, where we are going in our house, cover us from the coronavirus as well, Lord. Protect us, Lord. Lord, protect the people in the hospital, even the ones that's going to be taking on that new medication they're trying to put out, Lord. Lord, let your Holy Spirit be in there, Lord. Lord, bless everybody that's going to travel these highways and byways going to this event of this week. They call No Guts, No Glory, Lord. Lord, strengthen them, brothers, Lord, and sisters, that they go and have a look for them, Lord, and bless them, Lord, that you cover them, Lord, and they go on and they come in, Lord, even going down that dangerous track, Lord, that we call racing, Lord. We ask you to be with the ones that are going to be over here and be the ones that's going to be trying to to the keeping in order, Lord. Cover them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we pray for everyone that is still going through a death at this time, or grieving at this time. Give them strength, Lord. Let them know, Father God, that you're still there and you're still in the blessing business, Lord. Lord, sometimes words can't help no one. But, Lord, we know prayer does. So, Lord, strengthen that family, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you for everyone that came out to listen, Lord. And if they were misunderstood and wasn't explained right, Lord, we ask you to touch their heart, Lord, to hear your word, Lord, as you intercessory with us at this time in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. And we always, always thanking you for all the things that you have done and what you're about to do today, Lord. Because we believe in your power. We believe in your love. And, Lord, we just don't want to give up because you've done so much for us, Lord. Now, you could have left us to ourselves out there, Lord. So we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them, here I am.
Here I am.
By you.
So-